Back to the Steve Cochran Show, 720 WGN.
Let's go back to the text for a second, 312-981-7200. How come Dave's sportscast takes so long? That's from the 630, from the 773. Dave get to the point with sports? It's taking some from the 847. Dave, blah, 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 blah. Why does it always have to be about you? Those
you
are texts.
You see my face now? Want to see it?
That's actually ABF syndrome. That's active bitch face. That's not resting bitch face.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. 741. Leslie Munger is standing by. Well, just when you think it can't get any worse, it turns out the woman who has the toughest job in the state of Illinois has more delightful news. Leslie Munger, can't you ever call with good news?
I wish I could. Good morning, Steve. How are you this morning?
Doing all right. Nice to have you on again. And I tell you this every time you're on, but I don't know how you're doing it. I don't know how your people are doing it, because you're the ones that have to keep track of the money. And as you are now here to tell us, this impasse is worse than we thought.
Well, it's really, you know, it's gone on so long. I don't think anyone thought that it would go on, you know, into 8 months without a budget. And I think people see a lot of things in the state being paid, and so they don't realize how bad things really are. But we are just building up a backlog of bills because we are digging ourselves such a great debt.
So when you don't pay your bills in the real world, there are there's penalties. There's penalties you have to pay. There are consequences. What are the consequences for the state for not paying the bills?
Well, we pay when a voucher comes into the state and it's been here more than 90 days, we start paying 1% interest. So that's 12% annually. This past, the first 6 months of our fiscal year, we have racked up what we are going to owe in fees, close to $200 million. I think the number is about $190 million just through the first 6 months of the year. And I think, you know, it's important for people to realize that a budget provides a limit. It provides a cap to spending. I think of it like a credit card where you have a limit on what you can spend. And without a budget, and with courts ordering to make payments without a budget, we are just blowing through all the limits. We're adding to that debt, and then we pay fees and late fees on all that debt.
So again, this is money. And keep in mind all the state agencies, and especially the smaller vendors that are going out of business because they are not getting payment from the state, and the people's lives that are affected by those, not to mention the teachers that will be affected soon. What Leslie Munger is talking about, State Comptroller Leslie Munger is talking about here, are late fees. This is not money we have to pay. This is money we're paying because we didn't pay, or we didn't pay on time. $400 million, that's what we're trending towards, right?
Right. This is a result of just terrible financial management.
It's outrageous.
For decades. I mean, I just like to remind everyone that we're here because for decades we have made bad decisions. And we are now in a situation where the consequences of those decisions are all coming home, you know, to hit us in the budget. We have huge pension liabilities. So things like pension reform, very, very important. I'm so glad to see that the Senate President Cullerton and the governor are really look like they may have some agreement on that. We need to be looking for savings everywhere in our state right now.
Leslie, really, how long can this go on? I mean, we're borrowing. My mom always says, robbing from Peter to pay Paul. We're paying interest now, much like you would do on a credit card, because we're carrying things over. There was a threat last month where they said they're going to shut the power down at the state capitol. When is D-Day? When is it really going to be really noticeable?
Well, there's two things. So we are paying about 90% of the state's bills, and the power issue you just spoke of is a result of that falls into the 10% of the state we cannot fund. Bigger concern there is universities, all of our higher education, a lot of social service agencies we are seeing closing doors and canceling services because of this 10% that we can't pay anything legally on. But we never really run out of money in the state. Every single day, we bring in more tax revenue. We bring in fees. Local sales tax revenue comes into the state. So we have an ongoing revenue stream, but we run out of money every single day as we try to pay billions of bills with, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. It just doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up. And it goes to the union fight. It goes to all of it. Just think about your life. if you really want the $45,000 car, but you can only afford the $25,000 car, then you're going to buy, well, this weekend, the Super Bowl. You really want the new $2,000 TV, but you can only afford the $500 TV. Somebody's got to be a grown-up. And these aren't Democrats and Republican problems. These are everybody's problems. Because as you said, Comptroller, everybody has screwed this up. And now we got to fix it.
Right. It would be so wonderful if, instead of pointing fingers and blaming each other, because believe me, there's plenty of blame to go around for many, many years, we just got in a room and everybody sat down and put the people in the state first and solved it. And there are solutions. I'm an optimist, but I know what kinds of things it's going to take to get out of this. We are going to have to go through and make our government more efficient and cut expense out of things like, in my own office, I cut my budget 10% and I did nothing drastic doing it. So right. I believe we could do that everywhere throughout the state. We are going to need some new revenue, but we cannot raise revenue enough to solve this problem on taxes alone. We would have to take our tax rate up to somewhere between 7% and 8%. First of all, that's the math. That's how much it would take, the revenue it would take to get to the debt to pay the backlog we have. But no one would vote for that. And we've been down this road before. We don't spend it on what we need to spend it on. What we really need is we need the component of growth added to revenue so that we can get our businesses growing. We can get additional sources of revenue coming from a growing economy. And we need some of the reforms the governor's asked for that will reduce costs, you know, maybe fewer regulations of things to our businesses so they can absorb a revenue tax increase. And still put people back to work and flourish. And really, that's a solution. It's a three-legged stool. We need all three legs.
Yeah, and by the way, I don't care who you're mad at in this. Just let somebody know you're mad at them. Let the governor's office know. Let the four tops know. You know, let Redonio and Cutlerton and Madigan and Durkin know. Let them all know. Let your rep know. You don't know who your rep is? Google it. Put your zip code in and say, who's my Illinois rep? It'll come up. Send them emails. Flood Springfield with the fear that you should have about this because, again, it's coming to your front door.
That's such a bright light, too, though, Leslie, that you said you all got together in a room and said, okay, let's just start right here, and you cut your own budget by 10%.
Just unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's all doable, and, I think it's people say, well, can't we just go bankrupt? No, the state can't go bankrupt. And we don't print money like the federal government does. We have to pay for this. And so it's time for us all to be adults, sit down and say, you know, we're in this position. Now, how do we get out of it? Let's all get together and figure it out.
By the way, bankruptcy is not a solution. Bankruptcy is protection by failure. You have to admit that you're a massive financial failure and there's consequences to that as well.
Yeah, there certainly are. We can get it done. We need people working together.
It's testing your positive attitude, isn't it?
You know what? I feel I'm happy to be able to be in a position where I can help people, help organizations around the state. And we do continue to pull up payments and expedite payments to those who are most vulnerable in our state. It's hurting a lot of people going through this period without a budget. And, I think the more people realize it's not a solution to manage our states, but through court orders that we need a budget in place so we can live within our means, it will actually help us in the long run be in a position to provide good funding for education, for social services, public safety, infrastructure, all the things that are important for our state to fund. But right now, we can't pay for it, and people wait months, and it's not a way to run a state.
Comptroller Leslie Munger, I appreciate your honesty. You're always honest, factual, forthright, and all of those other things. And I can think of other F words I might use in regards to this. But you're a great guest for that reason, and I certainly hope people are listening. So thank you for being on.
Thank you very much for having me on this morning. Have a great day.
I'm going to make her run for governor. At Leslie Munger, ILLESLIEMUNGERIL is where you find her on social media. And by the way, when this budget gets done, and it will at some point, if the governor or anybody in the four tops decides to have a press conference and pat each other on the back for doing it, they all should be arrested immediately. A budget is not an accomplishment. A budget is the bare minimum of their responsibilities.
Yeah, and the fact that it's gone like, on this long.
It's like having a 16-year-old come down to breakfast and go, tied my own shoes. Yep, damn it, tied my own shoes, Dad. Ridiculous.